Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Today we venture into the Giants clubhouse and talk to two pitchers on the staff, Matt Moore and Sam Dyson. We'll start with Matty Moore. Matt, I know you didn't have the first half that you wanted, so how do you deal with that mentally? What are you focused on trying to do for the second half of this season?
I think the big thing is kind of looking at maybe as two seasons. You know, the first half was its own individual season, and you know, moving forward, it's got to be I got to have better put away stuff with, you know, with two strikes when I am ahead. I'm giving up too many hits, and I think that's where, you know, a lot of the runs and a lot of the damage is being done when, you know, at times I am ahead in the count and I can't put somebody away. I think, you know, left-handers are, you know, they're having way too easy of a time with me. And, you know, between those two things, along with, you know, constantly trying to limit the walks, you know, is another big thing. But, you know, those are the things I think focusing up for the rest of the season that, you know, that's where, you know, my mind's going to be in trying to sharpen up those few things.
You feel like the stuff is still there? Because it looks like it is. And it's just the execution in those situations, like you talked about, trying to put away the hitters.
Yeah, you know, I think I don't probably sit as hard as I used to in the past, but I now have a cut fastball, which you know, to me is probably the, you know, the things that levels the playing field. You know, I'm pitching a little more at 90-93, you know, with a cutter and with a breaking pitch. I just got to be able to, you know, be out of the zone with it more often when I need to. Doesn't seem like throwing the strikes, you know, throwing it for strikes has been the issue. It's just, you know, the swing and miss, or the, you know, the weak ground balls, the balls that are put into play with it, it just, you know, there's a little too much contact there. You know, and I think, you know, my changeup is still a plus pitch for me when it's going good. It's just, you know, trying to find the consistency with it.
I was going to say, those are kind of touch pitches. I mean, certainly the changeup, even the cutter. Do you feel like, you know, it's one of those things where you have to get on a roll with those pitches, kind of have the right feeling for them?
Yeah, and getting in a roll, I think, is, you know, probably not so much just with your pitches. It's more of like a, you know, mindset, you know, where you see good clubs where it doesn't seem to matter what goes on in the game. At the end of it, usually they're going to be on top. And I think that as individuals, that can be the case, you know, is, you know, getting to watch Bumgarner for the last year or so is, you know, he's one of those guys, Buster. You know, you might get ahead on Buster here and there, but, you know, he most of the time he's still going to wind up putting a good part of the barrel on it. And, you know, so I think, you know, for us as a group as well, you know, getting a nice streak, you know, getting off to a nice start in the second half is only going to help us, you know, kind of dig ourselves out of the hole we're in. So, you know, for me, I think that's the same thing. Is I'm just looking to have a good start to the second half and just kind of get a, you know, a snowball effect going.
We'll have more with Giants lefty Matt Moore right after this. We all know that solar systems make financial sense and environmental sense. And when it comes to choosing the best installation crew in the business, Sun First Solar should be your first choice. Sun First Solar has provided solar excellence since 1984. They are SunPower elite commercial and elite residential installers with a reputation for technical excellence, innovative design, fair pricing, excellent customer service, and end-to-end quality and competence. Sun First Solar is a family business devoted to treating their employees, customers, the community, and the environment with respect, and they are devoted to renewable energy and sustainability throughout the Bay Area. There is no roof or project that is too complicated. Sun First has successfully installed solar on Spanish tile roofs, metal roofs, and very steep roofs. They also have extensive experience in solar ground mounts and solar pool heating. Competitive pricing, expert consultation, and the best warranty. Go local and get your SunPower solar system from Sun First Solar today. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. You know, home runs are up all around baseball. Is there something to be said for the fact that, you know, hitters have changed their approach with two strikes too? So you're trying to put them away, yet they're still thinking home run even when they have two strikes. I mean, do you notice that with some of the hitters nowadays? They're thinking about launch angle and trying to put the ball out of the ballpark no matter what the count is.
Well, you know, I haven't been around for very long, but the years I was in Tampa is, you know, playing the AL East, there's a lot of power. So I think that, you know, I think that approach kind of was throughout the division over there as far as, you know, 0-0 or 0-2 is you're getting very similar swings from a lot of the meat of the order over there. But, yeah, I think, you know, you see with the Diamondbacks and with the Rockies up and down their lineup, you know, the amount of home runs they're hitting is, it's definitely something that, you know, you're probably aware of that, you know, that type of swing, the approach of, you know, shortening up and, you know, seeing it deep, you know, maybe a few less guys, but in general, it's still very, you know, very doable thing to execute some pitches and get out of those spots.
You know, when a team is in a tough spot like this, where you guys have fallen back a lot, how do you handle it on an individual basis? I mean, you mentioned you're looking at it like two halves. Do you think the whole team needs to dig deep, look in the mirror, that kind of thing? I mean, when you have an all-star break to kind of think things over, you know, you want to come back strong. You guys recently had that six-game winning streak, so I would think that would, you know, gave some good feelings to the team.
It did, you know, and, you know, it was, you know, it's loose. We're laughing, having fun, and, you know, I think that's typically the environment most people want to win in. You know, it doesn't have to, you know, it's supposed to be fun, and when you're losing so many games and the expectations of ourselves and, you know, of our city and of everyone that's surrounding the club, you know, when those aren't met, it's sometimes, you know, maybe hard to fake it out there with, you know, a smile when we're down 3-0 or, you know, we're the game may not be going our way. It's something that we all, you know, are passionate about. It's something that we train, you know, months in the off season for, and that it's, I would like to say, you know, there was a deeper place to dig, and no doubt there's some searching going on, not only with myself, but just, you know, guys throughout the team. You know, it's something that we all want. We all want to turn around. We all want, you know, the people that are coming to watch us play in the city, and, you know, the things that make us proud to wear a Giants uniform. We want to, you know, we want to restore those things. And I think, you know, the All-Star break can, you know, give us the time to, you know, clear our head and, you know, see some kids and nieces and nephews and just kind of maybe, you know, restart, kind of like I'm planning on doing.
How hard is it when you're going through something like this to not say, oh, here we go again? I mean, if it's happening over a period of time, you have to erase it. I mean, each game is its own entity, but, you know, when things are happening in a similar way, do you guard against that?
No, I mean, that's, I think, what, you know, a lot of times sports analysts or people who, you know, watch from the outside, those are things I think naturally kind of go into your head when you're not in control. You know, being in the dugout or being a part of a club, you know, we are in control of a lot of the things that happen out there. Not everything, but, you know, a lot of it. So, you know, for me, it's not a here we go again. You know, when Stanton hit the home run the other night, I was still thinking about going 9 innings, even up 2 runs. You know, and it has to be that way, you know, or I really don't think I'd be out there if it wasn't.
You know, Stanton's having a great year, you know, the power numbers. Your catcher, Buster Posey, he's having an awesome year. I mean, one of the best that he's had. What's it been like, you know, being around him, just the way he's played, you know, not only at the plate, but the way he's catching too?
Yeah, he's, you know, no disrespect to Evan, you know, or Logan, but, you know, he's probably, you know, the best pure hitter, you know, from strike one to strike three that I've seen as far as staying in his approach. He's a very smart guy, so I think he carries that into the backstop with him. And you know, the amount of games he's caught in his career and the way he still takes, you know, he'll still go out there after a 5-hour plane ride in the middle of the night. You know, it says a lot about him. So, you know, I'm happy to, you know, be working with him right now.
Yeah, he's kind of a quiet leader too on this team. Is that, you know, helpful that, you know, people just kind of look at him and say, okay, you know, He does it by example. You know, he's not a rah-rah guy. Do you guys need that? I mean, do you guys feel like you need a few rah-rah guys? You really don't have that on this team. Maybe Pence, but not a lot of guys like that.
You know what? Those guys have won championships. I'm sure they know a little bit more about what it takes and what we need. You know, I think just in general, the way I go about being a part of this club is I have a job to do, and I haven't been doing it very well. So I think, you know, regardless of the rah-rah or you know, anything else that's kind of going on that, you know, may seem that we need, but, you know, I think all the pieces are here and, you know, from here on out, it's just a matter of, you know, stepping up and executing better from a lot of different angles, right?
Yeah. Before I let you go, just looking at some of the young guys when they get a chance, can you relate to that? You know, when you first come up, you're getting that chance. I mean, you're kind of wide-eyed, and there have been a few of those this year. So how do you guys, the veterans, kind of help them along so that they don't get too nervous out there and they're trying to make their way?
Well, you know, the guys that have come up have, you know, they all have a really good skill set. So it's not like, you know, you're worried for a guy going out there because he's not ready. You know, there's you know, whether it be Arroyo or Crick or, you know, Slater, you know, with Ryder being in there too, they're 100% capable of taking over some games. And, you know, Crick's got a big arm, you know, so you pretty much just tell him, look, there's no difference between these guys and all the other guys you've been striking out. These guys swing and miss too. They don't see a lot of stuff like yours, you know, and so just doing what I can to, you know, with especially the pitchers is just, you know, not making it seem like it's a bigger deal than it actually is. You know, we're still just trying to make pitches, and they're still swinging and missing here and there. So bats still break, all the same stuff. And, you know, I think they've done a pretty good job with, you know, handling themselves overall.
Matt, thanks so much for doing this, and I hope you have a great second half.
Sure. Thank you very much.
That's Giants left-hander Matt Moore. Coming up, we'll hear from Giants right-handed reliever Sam Dyson in just a moment.
Right about the time when AT&T Park had groundbreaking ceremonies in the late 90s, San Francisco was celebrating the opening of Roses Cafe at 2298 Union Street. Now, 20 years later, Roses continues to provide a warm, friendly atmosphere, and you can still count on great food. Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Roses bakes all of their own pastries and breads. Open 7 days a week, they serve breakfast, lunch, dinner, and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Check out their menu and hours at www.rosescafesf.com. The next time you're driving to or from AT&T Park, stop by Roses Cafe in Cal Hollow at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
Before Sunday's game against the Marlins, I had a chance to talk with Sam Dyson of the Giants. Here was that conversation. Well, Sam, things have gone a lot better for you in San Francisco than they did earlier this year. So tell us, you know, what are some of the things that changed for you? Was a change of scenery really a good thing for you, too?
I just think it was continuing to grind and pitch, and everybody runs into, you know, rough times in their career. And just had a few rough outings with some good ones mixed in, but from a consistency standpoint, it just wasn't there from day to day.
So, you know, what do you think you learned from the experience?
Continue to stay within yourself and not try to overdo things and make things more complicated.
How about here? You know, what are some of the differences about playing for this team? Obviously, National League versus American League, but what did you notice about this clubhouse when you came in, and how do you feel as far as being a part of the team?
Everything is orange and black instead of red and blue and white. You know, Slater's made me feel more than welcome on the team, as well as the rest of the guys.
Buster Posey caught you in the World Baseball Classic, so how much did that help to have your catcher, you know, be somebody that you were already familiar with a little bit anyway?
Well, that's kind of funny because I think Hundley caught me for the first two or three outings when I was over here, so it's definitely nice to have someone who's caught me in the past, and you know, it's just nice to be able to work with both of those guys and get on the same page.
Sinker's a big pitch for you, so tell us, you know, how much you know, you have a feeling for that. Is it one of those things from game to game, or do you know, like, when you're in your bullpen that you're really going to have it that night? How do you adjust if you don't have it exactly the way you would like?
No, maybe throw it to a different side of the plate or make something up while you're out there. Yeah.
Well, those right-handed hitters have a tough time with it. So, I mean, you're just looking to get ground balls, or do you look at it as being a strikeout pitch?
I think sometimes both. It just kind of depends, you know, what day of the week it is and the action on it some days.
How do you adjust to the different roles? You know, you were closer in Texas last year. This year you came here, you know, Melanson's the closer. Now, right now you're closing with Melanson hurt. So, you know, how do you make the adjustment mentally to those different roles?
Just push your mind back a couple innings. That's about it.
Is the adrenaline rush something that you really enjoy as far as closing?
I try to eliminate the adrenaline. But, yeah, it's nice. It's a thrill.
You know, this team obviously has not played the way that it wanted to. So what do you think the whole team is thinking about as far as the second half of the season and trying to improve?
Start fresh, you know, go and attack every game like we have been. And everybody's giving 100%. So it's just a matter of, you know, like last week we put some games together and we played well as a team. And, you know, it's just continuing that.
I was going to say, is there some momentum maybe from the six-game winning streak? You guys really did play great baseball there, and then, you know, kind of turn south a little bit again. So what can the team take from the winning streak to carry forward?
We're capable of doing it. Obviously, these guys have won here in the past, and, you know, they've got a good group of veteran leaders, and, you know, it's not really over until it's over. So just clear the mind and clear the mechanism and get ready to go today and as well as after the All-Star break.
What do you tell some of the young guys about the ups and downs of the game? Because there are some really live, talented arms on this staff, especially in the bullpen where you are. So have you had some conversations with the younger guys?
Not really. I mean, I think most of them are, whether they're experienced here or experienced in the minor leagues, I mean, it's pretty much the same roller coaster ride from you know, ups and downs of the season unless you're winning every game. So it's just a matter of grinding it out, strapping it on, and, you know, every day is a new day.
What about differences as far as a pitching coach? I mean, did Dave Rigetti try to do anything different with you? Anything that you were able to glean from him that, you know, maybe helped you out?
No, I think they're still trying to get accustomed to me as I'm trying to get accustomed to them. There wasn't really like a, hey, let's sit down and, you know, analyze your mechanics or whatever else due to lack of success earlier in the year. It was just, hey, throw strikes, let's get on page, and, you know, we'll figure this thing out.
So were you looking at a lot of video on your own or not really? You're just kind of just figuring it out in your bullpens and that kind of thing?
I'd say a little mixture of both, but I think sometimes there was maybe too much information given from the statistical side of things. Too many analysts in the game these days. To be honest with you, I'm a pretty brutally honest guy. So hearing it from too many sides and just tough to get it all to work sometimes.
That kind of makes me think of golf, because if you go out there and golf and you think about 10 different things, you're not going to hit the ball. If you just go out there and just hit it, then it works. I mean, do you kind of relate it to maybe a sport like that?
I'm sure it's similar with every job.
All right, hey, Sam, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck in the second half of the season.
Thank you.
That's Giants right-handed reliever Sam Dyson. Want to thank him and left-hander Matt Moore for being our guest at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Join us again on Monday. We'll catch up with Barry Bloom from MLB.com. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.